Work must always be in place to get things done. Work must always be in place to get things done. Behind everything working, there is a working man and a grace-giving God. Welcome to State of the World. The conception of that vision that will help you to drive the vision. Like I said, no one arrives at a destination he cannot see. Rest is for learners. So when you are not learning, you can't be restful. God's word is our assets on the heart. It's our manual. Be a student of the word. Be a learner of the word. Welcome again to Study of the Word. I'm Olajide Oluwamide. I want to especially welcome you to this platform where we share insights in God's world. This is a platform where we share insights in God's world. I want to appreciate everyone who has subscribed to this channel. Thank you for your support. I pray that the Lord is going to bless you. And if you are new here, please ensure you subscribe to this channel. And I know that the Lord is going to bless you. Also, do ensure that you go to those other contents and you see that the Lord is going to bless you through them. Hallelujah. So today I want to share with you on setting out for a successful year. Setting out for a successful year. You know, a fresh year we have here. A fresh year we have here. A year full of increase, blessings, glory, all kinds of good things from God. A year full of abundance for us. A year full of success for us. Hallelujah. A year full of good things from God. So, you know, the Bible says that the thoughts they have towards you, that's God speaking now. He said, the thought I have towards you, they are of peace and not of evil, to give you and I expected end. To give us the hope, to give us the future. Psalm 139 verse 17 also says, how precious are your thoughts towards me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Hallelujah. So God's plans for us is numerous. It's wonderful. So you can always be sure that God has great plans for you. But I want you to understand something here, that work must always be in place to get things done. Work must always be in place to get things done. So I want you to understand that behind everything working, there is a man working and a God giving the man the grace and a God helping the man. Hallelujah. Behind everything working, there is a working man and a grace-giving God. So it's very important we understand this. It's very, very important. There is a man working and there is a grace-giving God. And the truth is, God is faithful. He will always keep to his promise. If he has promised you something, he will always keep to his promise. But ours is to take responsibility. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God never changed. So if he has been faithful over time, then he will be faithful to you. If he has been faithful to others, he is going to be faithful to you. So we should understand that God remains faithful. But ours is to take responsibility to ensure that those good things come to us. Hallelujah. So that's why it's important that we set out for success in this year. So what must we do to set out for a successful year? Number one is that we should seek the Lord. We should seek the Lord. Seek God. You know, Psalm 34 verse 10 says, the young lions shall lack and they shall be hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. So it's important that we seek God. As long as we seek him, we shall not lack what we need. Amen. As long as we seek him, we shall not lack any what we need, what we are setting out for, what we are projecting for, what our speculations are. We shall not lack any good thing. You see, to seek God means to reach out to him with your time, with your resources, with your energy. Let God know that you love him. Let God see that you love him. Let God be your ultimate motivation. Let God be that you love him wholeheartedly. You see, when you show, when your love for God is intact, success is automatic. Hallelujah. When your love for God is intact, success is automatic. I've noticed that our passion for success is automatically ignited when our heart is set on God. Hallelujah. Because He is our maker. So when our heart is connected to our maker, it makes us, it gives us the drive to be what we ought to be. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to seek God. Don't let God be at distance with you. Let Him be near. They draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. Draw near unto me and I will, and He will draw near unto you. So it is how much you draw near to God that will determine how much He will draw near to you. So it is important that we seek God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul. Hallelujah. Not to seek God, it means you want to achieve success in the power of your flesh. And this truth is you cannot achieve those things. He said, by strength shall no man prevail. So it's important to seek God. Let God be your ultimate motivation. Let Him know that you love Him. Let Him know. Don't just proclaim that you love Him, but let Him know that you love Him. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. That is Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added to us. Hallelujah. So that is why it's important to seek God. Seek Him. Let Him be your lover. Let Him be your everything. Not to seek God is to give room for failure. Not to seek God is to give room for failure. Hallelujah. Number two is that you should have a vision. So while seeking God is the first and the ultimate, then having a vision follows. We should have a vision, a definite vision. You don't have a vague vision, but a definite one that you want to see come to reality. Hallelujah. A definite vision that you want to see God fulfilling your life. So it's important to also write it down. The Bible says that write the vision and make it plain that it may warn those who read it. That is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Write it down and make it plain that it may warn those who read it. So write your vision. Set the goal for the year. Write the plan for the year. Don't just assume that it will is in your head. No, write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Hallelujah. As you write it down, it's also important to now set out plans on how to achieve them. Yes. What are your plans for the year? What are your goals for the year? Write out plans and write out your goals. Is it your spiritual plan? Yes. Is it your financial plan? Business plan? Write them down. Yes, write them down. Is it your marital plan? How you want your marriage to be successful this year? Write them down. is it career plan? Is it whatever plan that you have? Whatever goal that you want to set, write them down. It will help you to see yourself that, oh, these are the things that I need to get done. And it helps you to keep at it. And it helps you to be accountable as regards those plans. Hallelujah. So you have to write the vision for the year. You cannot stumble on success. Success is definite. It's something you work at. Hallelujah. Then number three is that you must work out those plans. Work out the vision. Hallelujah. Yes, you have seen the vision. You have written it down. Now it's time to work it out. Work out the vision. The Bible says that work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So you have to work it out. It's behind everything working, there is a man working and a grace-giving God. Hallelujah. So you have to work it out. What are the things that needs to be done to see those plans come to reality? Do some thorough analysis about it. What is it that needs to be done that will make this vision, this purpose, this goal come to reality? Then write it. Then begin to work at it. Is it weekly? Is it monthly? Is it daily? Work at it. Break it down to simple steps, and you will see that the Lord is going to help you with it. Do you plan to study the Bible throughout the year? Why not? Break it down to monthly, then break it down to weekly, then break it down to daily. Hallelujah. Do you want to save enough for this year? Then why not break it down? Okay, in a month, this is what I need to save. You see, setting out for success is something that it must be definite and it must be worked out. Hallelujah. Work it out. We ought to work it out. Working it out means giving it what it takes to make sure that those visions come to reality. Giving it all it takes, setting out for it, going all out to ensure that that plan comes to reality. It is better to have a plan and worked on than not to have a plan and working on something else. It is better to have a plan that is worked on than not have something to work on. Hallelujah. So this is very important. That's if care is not taken, you will see that the year will just roll out and that's all. You are yet in another year and you are getting older. So it's important that you set out you work out those plans. Ensure that you work it out. Yes, and pray to God to give you the grace to work out those visions. Hallelujah. You see, God is waiting for us to do our part because He is ever faithful. Yes, He's ever faithful. He's ever faithful. He said, faithful is He that calleth you, for He will also do it. So He will help you. He will give you the grace. The Bible also said that it is God who gives you the power both to will, to have a vision, and to do, to work it out. Hallelujah. So it is God who gives us the power both to will, to have the vision, and to do, to work it out of His good pleasure. So whatever we want to do, you see, let us do our part and let God Himself crown our efforts. Hallelujah. You know, Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23 says, in every labor there is profit. In every labor there is profit. So it means that the profit of that vision is coming to reality as we labor. So what we should be praying to God is, God, give me the grace to labor. Give me the grace to labor. Give me the grace to labor. To labor to do as planned. Hallelujah. To labor to do as planned. Many people labor in the wrong way because they don't know they don't have a vision. But as you have a vision, then you work at it. You labor to do as planned. Hallelujah. So this is very important. So number four is that we should maintain a joyful heart. Yes, a joyful heart. We must maintain it. It's a must. You know, as you walk out those visions, as you are seeking God, and you have a vision, and you are working out those visions, it's important to maintain a joyful heart along the way, all through the way. Maintain a joyful heart. You know, Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice forevermore. Rejoice. How can the Bible be saying that we should rejoice? Amen. You see, joy is a vital key to making life livable and enjoyable. Joy is a vital ingredient that makes life livable and enjoyable. A joyless soul is a depressed soul. And a depressed soul cannot achieve anything good except death. Shall I say that again? A joyless soul is a depressed soul. And a depressed soul cannot achieve anything good except death. So, if you want to achieve that your plan, then maintain a joyful heart. Maintain a joyful heart. He said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So as we remain joyful and joyous, the Lord strengthens us to be able to work out those plans. Hallelujah. We understand from the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 that the issues of life spring forth out of our hearts, He said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. He said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. So, whatever we are comes from our hearts. And Bible also said in Sim Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So our heart is our citadel of destiny. Our heart is the citadel of our destiny. So it means that whatever we have springs forth out of our heart. Whatever comes to us in life, whatever we enjoy in life, whatever we do in life, whatever we achieve in life, comes from our heart. Our heart is the citadel of our destiny. Amen. Our heart is the citadel of our destiny. So when anyone who toys with his heart is toiling with his destiny. So when we embrace a joyful spirit, a joyful heart, a joyful heart, a cheerful heart, then that person is set for his success. He will have a joyful destiny. Hallelujah. And that's success in life. Amen. So it's very important to maintain a joyful spirit. This is so simple. It looks so simple, but that's the truth. A joyless person will always suffer all kinds of things. Bitterness. You see, there are many things that we miss when we lose our joy. So it's very important we maintain a joyful heart. So what are the things to do to set us for success in this year? What we should do is to seek the Lord, to have a vision, to work out our vision, and also to maintain a joyful heart. Seek the Lord, have a vision, work out the vision, and maintain a joyful heart. You are set for glorious destiny. Every other thing is in these four major things. Seek God, have a vision, work out the vision, and maintain a joyful heart. You are set for a glorious destiny. I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I pray that as we set up for success in this year, the Lord will help us to achieve those success in the name of Jesus. Everything that we plan to do this year, the Lord will engrace us to do them in the name of Jesus. The Lord will empower us to do them in the name of Jesus. I pray for divine help on every side in the name of Jesus. The Lord Almighty shall be our defense, and He shall help us to do as He wills in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we prayed. Amen. Please understand that your heart matters. Your heart matters. Your heart matters. Hi there. I believe you are blessed by the word you just said. Very importantly is the fact that you have to give your life to Christ. If you have not done that before, today is your day of decision. Why not do that today? Because tomorrow might be too late. Or probably you have given your life to Christ before, but you have wandered off the way. Why not return back to Him today and let Him redirect your path? If you have made that decision today, say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I repent of all of my sins. Forgive me and wash me clean with your blood. I renounce the devil and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving my spirit, soul, and body. Today I know I'm born again. Today I know I'm a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said that prayer with me, congratulations. I believe you are a child of God. I believe you are a new creature. And I also believe that the Holy Spirit is resident in you. Find a Bible teaching church for your spirit man to grow. And if you have any question at all, do not hesitate to reach out to us on all our platforms. God bless you. Remain blessed and remain established in Christ. See you next time. I mean my humble self, Olajide Oluwamide. See you next time. Remain blessed always.